Good morning and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. That number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
Hey, what a great summer morning. My name's Gary Rossignol, the Rock and Roll Realtor with RE/MAX Preferred Group, your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Social distancing is how we are safe and healthy here at WDJO. And this morning, I hope we share with you something that's helpful. So let's have some fun, enjoy some good music along the way. My guest this morning has been here before a while ago. Then he preached he had a license to kill. Now his catchphrase is, "This little piggy means business." A longtime friend and colleague, the owner of Flying Pig Pest Control, Mr. Paul Redwine.
Good to be here, Gary. Thank you.
Oh, the crowd is cheering us on. So anyway, to start things off, we like to give away some gift cards to Starbucks, our favorite coffee joint. You can win a $10 Starbucks gift card if you call 513-563-1480 and answer this question. If you haven't won in the past 60 days, you qualify today. So the question is, one of the most innovative and commercially successful acts of all time of R&B, soul, funk, disco, rock, and pop, they had 20 Grammy nominations and a number one hit back in 1975 called Shining Star. Name that group. Big band. They're still touring, too, and they're fantastic. Yeah. So they had the hit song Shining Star. And call us at 513-563-1480 if you know the answer to that question. You'll get yourself a $10 gift card at Starbucks. So, Paul Redwine, you used to be Redwine Pest Control. I remember those days.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
That's correct.
And you went from having a license to kill to This Little Piggy Means Business. Flying Pig Pest Control is the name of your company. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, I wanted something local, something to fit my personality. Also, what I did was I came up with four different names for the business, four different ideas, and had sort of a focus group, talked about 30 different people, friends of mine, and so forth, and asked them, you know, which one appeals to you the most?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were on the internet searching for a pest control company and these names popped up, you know, which one would you choose? They chose Flying Pig as the as a finalist. I'm kind of glad they did because that's one I was leaning toward as well. So I wanted a good local town, hometown feel to it. Cincinnati used to be called Porkopolis. And all that. You see the pigs everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
So we're the,
up into Westchester and Mason. Mm-hmm. And they're all over the place.
They are.
Right.
So.
Yeah, my brother-in-law used to work for Conn's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They did a lot of pork stuff there.
Oh, yeah. We still like our pork in Cincinnati, that's for
sure. Oh, yeah, for real. That's a catchy name. It's great. The logo's gorgeous.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't have any copyright problems with using that?
Not yet.
Okay, good.
The term is used throughout the country. You
know, right.
If you go to different places, especially cities that have a lot of barbecue, for example, you'll find that name, Flying Pig.
I'm sure you're going to be... In the limelight of the Flying Pig Marathon, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I run it every year.
Do you?
No, I'm kidding.
All right. So tell us a little bit about Flying Pig Pest Control. You've been in this business for a long time. Wait, oh, you got the song ready? Okay.
Cool.
Let's play this song. This is cool.
Cincinnati's dancing pig. He's the barnyard Mr. Pig. Cincinnati's
that's your theme song.
Pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig jig a jig jig. Children yell and clap and
there
sing.
You go.
When he does his buck and wing. Cincinnati's dancing pig with his riggity jiggity jiggity jig jig a jig jig.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. I didn't know until about a month ago that that song existed.
Really?
I just thought, oh, I was all over that. So.
That song's been done by three or four different artists.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we get that in your commercial, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about Flying Pig. How long you've been back? I mean, I remember you years ago as Red Wine Pest Control, and you were just knocking them dead back then.
Yeah.
And then you...
I sold my business to a national company, and recently, and I worked for that company for a while and gained a lot of unique experiences that I hadn't had before, such as in pest control and places like food processing and warehousing and so forth. So, and then after my non-compete expired, I decided I want to go back into business for myself.
Do it yourself.
Here
right.
I am, and I still have a license to kill. So, so I wanted to do it for myself again, and I'm loving it, enjoying
it. I always remember that catchphrase. You know, used to look dead square serious. I've got a license to kill.
Yeah. Like, and I do literally. Right, you have to be licensed.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's see. So let's talk about. Flying Pig Pest Control takes care of all the usual pests, mainly. Let's talk about termites. Actually, for real estate transactions, they say termite inspection, but they really inspect for all wood-destroying insects.
Yes, certainly. We fill out a form that is a wood-destroying insect infestation report. So that includes termites and other wood-destroying insects.
How many other wood-destroying insects are there?
There are several. Probably the ones we primarily look for. Well, we find a lot of carpenter ants around here. Carpenter ants, carpenter bees, and other wood-boring beetles such as old house borers and powder post beetles as well. So we're looking for all of those.
A lot of people don't know that there are carpenter bees.
Yes.
They look like a bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sting.
No.
But they can drill a perfect quarter-inch hole on the underside of a 2x10 on a deck.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. It's about the size of a dime, and like you said, it's like a perfect circle. They drill up into the wood. They typically go about an inch up and a few inches to the left or the right, and then she lays the eggs inside those galleries there.
I think it was you years ago that told me that the damage comes when the woodpeckers come back.
Yeah, there is additional damage,
And they go after the eggs that the bee lays, and that only they don't go up the hole that they drilled. They go sideways right through the wood.
Yeah, you get a lot of damage from the woodpeckers as a result of that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I had a client bought a house out in Milford. It was on beautiful 7-acre. It was an all wood-sided house and gorgeous.
Mm.
And about 9 months later, he called. He said, "You got to come out and see the house." So we just put siding on. I said, "I got tired of." He said, "You can't get rid of the carpenter bees. I mean, you can get rid of them, but you can't keep them from coming back."
No. Yeah, you can take care of the ones that are there. You can treat the holes individually with some type of insecticide, and when the bees re-enter those holes, they will be infected by them. So. And you can cut down on the populations of them as you continue with the program year after year there.
So the most prevalent wood-destroying insect are your termites and your powder post beetles and your carpenter ants.
Mm-hmm.
So which of those three do the most damage?
Probably termites, and then I would say a close second might be carpenter ants there. I mean, the statistic is that termites do billions of dollars of damage every year.
Billions.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why is it that most lending institutions, especially your government loans, require a wood-destroying insect report?
I just think they want to make sure that the buyer is protected and that, the lending institutions do not want the person whom they're lending to buy a house that could have structural problems from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So they want that report, and they want to make sure that, termites aren't destroying the structural integrity of the home, as well as carpenter ants and other wood-destroying insects.
Does it take a long time for termites to do a lot of it? I mean, I've seen pictures and heard stories of houses that are falling down because of termite infestation. Does that happen in a year? Or
No, it usually doesn't take as long as many people might think, or what a salesman might want you to think in that regard. One of the things I tell my customers a lot of times is, look, your house is not going to fall down tomorrow. Well, unless it's a really bad infestation. But most of the time when we find termites, they have not gotten to the point where it's done any structural damage at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely need to take care of it at some point
before it gets any worse.
But what I'm saying is don't freak out. Don't jump the gun when someone comes out and they find termites or you find the termites. Take your time finding the right person and getting the right answers. Do your research and don't rush into anything.
Right.
Do your homework.
Right.
Yeah.
So are there any signs that a homeowner can watch for to indicate that they have termites?
Yeah, well, in the springtime, the most obvious sign of termites is the termite swarmers. It's that time of the year where the reproductive termites, these winged termites, come up from beneath the soil. They may have found their way into your house, and it's typically on a day that's very sunny and warm. These termite swarmers, or alates, as they say, are coming out and they're reproducing. And you can see them typically by the thousands or the hundreds, and they're very obvious. So that's when we get a bunch of calls. Now, it's possible that those, what they think might be termites, could be winged ants. But in the springtime, and not in the fall, if it happens in the fall, it's not termites. But around here, if it happens in the spring, that's when the termites swarm.
Okay.
You can look for wood damage, and also termite mud tubes, the shelter tubes. And of course, if you see something, you're not quite sure what it is,
call a
professional.
Right.
I always encourage people, send me a picture if you can. Maybe if it's a good enough picture, I can figure it out and give you a quicker answer, and then we can follow it up with an inspection after that.
There you go. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Paul Redwine of Flying Pig Pest Control. You can reach him at 513-993-5455. I'd like to take this moment to express my gratitude for all the troops, veterans, first responders, and our heroes in service and health care. That would be our nurses and doctors, nurses' aides, healthcare staff, EMT staff, our police and firefighters. So often they deal with life and death situations, and especially during this pandemic. Thank them and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Our police officers are just, I took the band truck out for a drive on Sunday. I like to drive at least once a week. So when the calling comes and we're ready to play a gig, which hasn't been since February, but we'll be able to get our gear there. Well, I got a mile up Sharon Road, and it died.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it was completely dead. And within 5 minutes, his name was Lieutenant Mark. I forget his last name, but he pulled up behind me, and he stayed right with us just so the cars would go around us and we'd be safe. So hats off to our police and our firefighters. They really put their life on the line for our safety and our well-being and our freedoms here in the United States.
Yep.
So how often should a homeowner have their homes inspected for termites?
It's not a bad idea to have your home inspected once a year. Doesn't really need to be that often, but some do. The older the home, probably the more you want it inspected.
Yeah. But it's true that you could have it inspected and not have anything, and then 3 months later you could have something, right?
Yeah, it's possible. One thing to note, though, when we come out and we do a termite inspection of the house, we can never say you don't have termites.
Okay.
Now, the reason I say that is because I'm just not very good at seeing through walls. I just haven't right. mastered that yet. And there are certain aspects of a home to where you're not going to be able to see everything. But to have a professional out there who knows what he or she is looking for, to look for the signs.
Uh-huh.
And if nothing is found, that professional can also help you to understand what to look for and maybe some things that you need to do around the home to help prevent termites from infesting the home as
Gotcha.
Well.
After our break, we're going to have a moment with Miles, and then Paul Redwine will explain the different methods of termite control.
Yep.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now FM 995 and 107.9.
Don't bother knocking, your house is a rocking. Don't bother knocking.
Not a dancing pig, but a flying pig for your pest control. Flying Pig Pest Control is Cincinnati hometown proud and serving the tri-state. Unlike many larger national companies, Flying Pig Pest Control does not employ cookie-cutter programs. Flying Pig Pest Control provides a customized approach for ants, termites, stinging insects, and other pests. Enjoy your outdoor living spaces with mosquito control from Flying Pig Pest Control, your local hometown proud pest control company. Visit flyingpigpest.com or call 513-993-5455 today.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Zins Plumbing, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
For 9 years, John Robert's Table has welcomed diners with a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Greeted at the door by the manager, Mary Lou, you're treated like an old friend. The service, impeccable, and the food created by John Robert is always beautifully prepared and carefully served. John Robert's Table at 713 Vine. Open for dinner Monday through Saturday. Open for lunch Monday through Friday. The lunch tray is 4 courses served together on a tray and only available at the bar, just $16.50. The lunch tray changes every week. Check the website for the menu, jeanroberttable.com.
Awareness of electrical hazards in your home is the first step to reducing dangerous shock and electrical-related home fires. Cooper Electric is a Greater Cincinnati provider of CurrentSafe, an in-depth test of your home's electrical system utilizing revolutionary methods of testing that offers homeowners the opportunity to detect electrical hazards before they become a problem. Trust the electrician with over 70 years' experience. Cooper Electric. Make safety a top priority in your home by having it become current safe. For no-cost consultation, visit cooper-electric.net.
Hey, thanks for listening and watching on Facebook, fans. Thank you very much. If you like what you see in here, like my page. I'm your host, Gary Rosignol, with RE/MAX Affirm Group, better known as Cincinnati's Rock and Roll Realtor. And now this is the moment we have all been waiting for. This is the captain of our ship, Mr. Miles Bierford, with RE/MAX Affirm Group. And this is a moment with Miles. Good morning, Miles.
Rock and roll, my friend. This morning, I'd like to talk about selling spirit, skills, and fundamentals that also apply to real estate practices. I learned these skills from the Book of Seamanship years ago. The basic skills and spirit of selling have not changed over time. Fundamentals of sail trimming, keeping up steerage way, heaving to, and keeping a dead reckoning plot are as important as ever. Sailing remains a blend of romantic adventure and careful seamanship. It is a state of mind called forehandedness. To be forehanded is to be cautious. A forehanded sailor looks ahead, anticipates the worst, and prepares for it by, among other things, setting and observing standard operating procedures. There should be a policy on board requiring that communications be dryly precise and that certain tasks be done exactly the same way every time. To cite two examples of standard operating procedures, one, always refer to compass directions in either magnetic or true degrees so that the navigator and the steerer are talking the same language. Always screw shackle pins from right to left so that you know how to remove gear in the dark without fumbling. There is not much romance in standard operating procedure, but forehandedness liberates you and your your crew from worry. The irony is that you should standardize your techniques in order to best enjoy the freedom of sailing. The best and most productive real estate agents and brokers that I know have a standard operating procedure. They rely heavily on that procedure. It is their liberator. It gives them freedom. It enables them to navigate their client through the transaction. Enjoy the ride. And that's this morning's Moment with Miles.
Wow, now that's some deep thought, and only a captain of a sailboat would know that stuff like that, and a real estate broker. So thank you very much, Miles. We always appreciate your words of wisdom on Saturday mornings. He is the captain of our ship and an avid sailor, too. He's got like a 27-foot sailboat, him and his wife, Christine Beersford. They own the largest RE/MAX brokerage in the state of Ohio, and I am so happy and proud to be part of that organization. Later on, we were going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. You don't want to miss that. Next week, speaking of standard operating procedures, being a realtor, I'm going to try and help you sell your home for sale by owner. Let's see how well I can do that on the radio next week. That'll be fun. We've got a lot of regular listeners each week, and I'm grateful for each and every one of you. Keep telling your friends to tune in. Like us on Facebook, too. To name a few, special hi to Carol from South Lebanon, Charles T., Felicia, Jane Remax, Rich Cox, Leah Crane, Russell Kling, Steve Zinzer, Pauline Lane, my family, and also all my realtor friends that tune in or watch every week. You can play it now. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Paul Redwine of Flying Pig Pest Control, 513-993-5455. If you have a question for Paul or myself, feel free and call us at 513-563-1480. We do have a winner for the trivia question, Shane Olson. Got yourself a $10 gift card to Starbucks, and the answer was Earth, Wind, and Fire. Good job, Shane.
Yeah.
Wow, you know your music. That's fantastic. All right, so you come to my home, Paul, and you find evidence of termites. What do we do next?
We want to treat the home for the termites, and typically what you do, you have a couple options as to what method you want to choose. One of those is the conventional liquid barrier treatment of the house, where we apply a liquid chemical treatment around the foundation of the house, which typically involves digging a small trench around the foundation, injecting the termiticide into that trench. When we come to a slab, we drill holes about every 12 to 18 inches, inject the termiticide into those holes, and then we cover up those holes. What you have is a continuous liquid termiticide barrier that if you choose the right termiticide, it'll last in the soil for years and years there. Another method of treatment is the placement of bait stations around the house. The bait stations are placed, you know, usually depending on who does it and which product you're using, between 10, 15, maybe 20 feet apart. And as those bait stations are in the ground, the termites then forage. They're constantly foraging, and then they find that bait, take it back, and feed the other termites in the colony with the goal of wiping out the entire colony or at least controlling it there.
People don't know the colony is deep down in the ground.
Yeah, certainly.
And those termites, is it true that they're blind?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I think you probably
taught
me. At
least the workers are.
Yeah, I think you taught me that years ago. Mm-hmm. You taught me a lot of stuff years ago.
Good.
I missed having you around. You're always so willing to share your knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you taught me about them. I mean, they're the workers' goal, and there's something in the wood that attracts the workers, and they want to take that back to their queen.
Yeah, and anything made out of cellulose. The worker termites are needed to feed the rest of the colony. The other colony members, such as the soldiers and you know, the queen and so forth, they cannot consume that cellulose. They need the workers to first consume it, and then, without getting into graphic detail, pass it on to the others.
All right, yeah. Gotcha. I got the picture.
Yes.
So So there's the two basic methods that's using the, and that's the old standard type of using the liquid barrier, and then there's the abatement systems, and many people have seen those. They're like the little green discs that you'll find around the house. Which method do you find most effective?
I prefer the conventional liquid treatment myself. Now, if you're using the right product, I mean, there are good baiting systems out there. The thing I like most about the conventional liquid treatment is that once that treatment is applied, it's going to stay in the soil for years to come. Those who get the baiting system placed around their house and then they decide that they do not want to continue renewing the contract on an annual basis, well, the pest control company can then come and remove those stations. And if they don't remove those stations, they're still not being serviced. So if you have the liquid applied in the ground, I mean, and if I do that, you decide you don't want to continue paying on an annual basis for like a service contract, which is optional. Of course, I can't come out and remove the termiticide from the soil.
Right, exactly.
So, so you still have the protection there. You may not have an ongoing agreement with the pest control company whereby they come out and do an inspection once a year and take care of you if other problems arise, but you do have that ongoing protection for years to come. And for that reason, I like it. But there are other reasons to use the baiting system. And certainly if anyone decides to do that, that's great.
Was it supposed to be more environmentally helpful, the baiting systems?
That's one of the big arguments for it. I mean, it is just bait. So a lot of people who are more environmentally conscious might choose that. You also might choose the baiting method if when doing a conventional treatment, you have to do a lot of drilling around the house, like you have a lot of patios and a lot of slabs around the house that need to be drilled in order to apply the termiticide. Or if you have a really nice decorative patio in your backyard or something, you may not want that drilled. Even though it's patched up, you know, you still see the drill marks. So for that reason, you might want to choose a baiting system there.
Yeah, I've learned that you can see when they got a big concrete front porch and you see those little, just no larger than a dime or a nickel, and the
three-eighths or half an inch,
the color of the concrete just a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, people like you and me, we see that because we look for them because we're in the industry.
We're paid the big bucks to know that stuff.
Yeah, but the average person who walks up onto a porch or pad, they're really not going to notice that, not easily.
They probably have the swarmers coming every spring and not really know what that is and just kind of blow it off.
That's true. That happens.
Well, there was a gazillion of them here yesterday, and now they're gone today.
Yeah, no problem.
Right.
Out of sight, out of mind.
So if that did occur to you this spring, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I suggest you do. Call Paul Redwine tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's Sunday. They can call you on that number.
Yeah.
513-993-5455. Get the pro out there. Get the Flying Pig Pest Control. They don't monkey around. They just do their thing. So let's see. We talked about which wood-destroying insect does the most damage. Is there do you give any kind of guarantee with your treatments?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay. If you do the liquid treatment, what is your guarantee, and what's the average cost to do that?
The average cost of a liquid treatment, depending on the size of the house, is probably going to be in the $800 to $1,200 range there. What that does is that covers you for 1 year. If, for whatever reasons, termites come back during that year, come to a part of the house, we will retreat it at no additional charge. Now, after that 1 year is up, you have the option to renew that agreement on an annual basis, which is normally around about $150.
Oh, okay.
So once a year I'd come out, we'd come out and we'd reinspect the place, you know, see what's going on, see if there are any issues. And if there are problems, if termites return to the structure, they got past the termiticide barrier or whatever, we will retreat that area at no additional charge. Great. So it is optional.
All right. Don't touch that dial. I have my music history coming up. Then Paul Redwine of Flying Pig Pest Control will tell us about other summer pests There's a bunch of them out there. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 995 and 107.9.
Why rent when you can own with no money down? If you're looking to become a first-time homeowner in the Cincinnati or Northern Kentucky areas, or heck, even if you haven't owned a home in the past 3 years and are now looking to buy, you may be eligible to receive up to $15,000 in homeowners assistance towards closing costs, pre-closing expenses, or even your whole down payment. That's right. You can own your own home with no money down. Find out if you qualify. Call Gary at 513-777-2402. That's Gary at 513-777-2402.
The Tri-State Antique Market is Indiana's largest monthly antiques and vintage-only market. The market is always the first Sunday of the month from May through November and features at least 200 vendors selling a wide array of furnishings, collectibles, home and garden decor, jewelry, and pop culture memorabilia. Adult admission is just $4 at the Tri-State Antique Market, August the 2nd at the Lawrenceburg Fairgrounds, 1 mile west of exit 16 from I-275 on the corner of US 50 and Hollywood Boulevard. Visit LawrenceburgAntiqueShow.com.
Your car or truck is a trusted and valued asset. You have a lot invested in its care and maintenance, which is why when you have mechanical problems, you want to take it to a place you can trust, a place that has been the symbol of quality and honesty. Hi, I'm Robert Nolan of John Nolan Auto Service. For over 60 years, the John Nolan family has been servicing our customers' vehicle repair needs right here in Greater Cincinnati. But now, John Nolan Auto Service has made a good deal even better by offering a nationwide, 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all our cover repair. John Nolan Auto Service is conveniently located in the heart of Newport, Kentucky, right across from the Peace Bell. Call John Nolan Auto Service at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today. A 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. What could be better?
Take a step back away from the hurried life you live today and relax. Take a stroll through the Covered Bridge Antique Mall. For the past 26 years, Covered Bridge Antique Mall has been the go-to shop for treasure and bargain hunters from the tri-state and beyond. Beautiful antiques, jewelry collectibles, and one-of-a-kind items. Covered Bridge Antique Mall, a truly unique shopping experience. 7508 Hamilton Avenue in the heart of historic Mount Healthy. 513-521-5739 or visit their Facebook page. Covered Bridge Antique Mall is open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 5, closed Monday, following all state recommended COVID safety guidelines.
I just love this part of the show. It's time for My Music History. So what happened today in 1960 is Roy Orbison reached number 2 on the U.S. singles chart with Only the Lonely. It was his first hit. The song was turned down by, get this, the Everly Brothers and Elvis Presley. So Orbison decided, I'm going to record it myself. Way to go, Roy. Today in 1964, the Beatles' third album, A Hard Day's Night, started a 21-week run at the top of the charts. This was the first Beatle album to be recorded entirely on 4-track tape, allowing for good stereo mixes. And that was huge back in 1964. Today in 1969, Neil Young appeared with Crosby, Stills, and Nash for the first time when they played at the Fillmore East in New York. Young was initially asked to help with live material only, but ended up joining the group on and off for the next 30 years. Today in 1970, the Carpenters started a 4-week run at number 1 on the singles chart with They Long to Be Close to You, the first of 3 number 1s and 17 other top 40 hits. The song was written in 1963 by Hal David and Burt Bacharach and was first offered to Herb Alpert, who said he didn't feel comfortable singing the line, so they sprinkled moon dust on my hair. Today in 1971, T-Rex were at number 1 on the UK singles chart with Get It On, the group's second UK number 1, which spent 4 weeks at the top of the charts. In the US, it was retitled Bang a Gong, Get It On, and Power Station had a UK and a US hit with their version of the song in 85. Today in 1981, Air Supply went to number 1 on the U.S. singles chart with The One That You Love, the group's only U.S. number 1, and the first Australian band to top the U.S. singles chart. I loved working with them. I worked with them about 2 years. Today in 1984, Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, died at the age of 58 in Los Angeles of heart and liver complications. She had a number one R&B hit with the 1953 Hound Dog, later covered by Elvis Presley. She also wrote the record and recorded Ball and Chain, which Janis Joplin recorded as well. Today in 1995, Grammy Award-winning country singer-songwriter Charlie Rich died in his sleep at the age of 62 years old. Rich began as a rockabilly artist for Sun Records in Memphis in 1958. He scored the 1974 number one single, The Most Beautiful Girl, and Behind Closed Doors was a number one country hit. Today in 2014, the pop star parodist Weird Al Yankovic became the first comedy act to hit the top spot for more than 50 years. Mandatory Fun, Yankovic's 14th album and his best-selling since Straight Outta Linwood, which was released in 1991, went to number one on the U.S. album chart. The last comedy album to reach number one in the U.S. was Alan Sherman's My Son the Nut in 1963. Born on this day, back in 1951, he'd be 69 years old today as Verdon White, the bassist with Earth, Wind, and Fire, who had the 1975 number one single, Shining Star, and the 1981 number three single, Let's Groove. The band has received 20 Grammy nominations and were the first African-American act to sell out Madison Square Garden. Verdon is the only remaining founding member left in the band. That's just unlike myself and Bluestone Ivory. I'm the last original member in Bluestone Ivory, but we are still kicking it up in high gear when we have an opportunity. And you'll catch us live at Keener Park on September the 5th. And on September the 18th, we are going to be at Coney Island in their pavilion, which is a huge undercover facility. We're going to have a lot of fun. So, go to BluestoneIvory.com, and you should have a good time with that. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, and let's see. Thanks for staying with us. Again, I would like to express my gratitude to all our heroes in service and healthcare, our nurses and doctors, nurses, aides, and healthcare staff, EMT staff, police and firefighters, also our truckers and restaurateurs, cashiers, especially our realtors. All those are considered essential service providers during this pandemic. Thank them for being there and for you, and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Paul Redwine of Flying Pig Pest Control, 513-993-5455. So, Paul, what other pests are active this time of year? There's got to be a bunch.
Yeah. Well, given the weather and all, almost all the pests are active this time of year. One of the biggest concerns is mosquitoes. Interesting fact, the mosquito is the animal that kills more humans than any other animal.
Really?
Yes. And even today, there's over 1 million deaths a year from malaria, which is brought upon by mosquitoes, and a lot of those deaths are younger kids, under the age of five. Now, not around here so much. We have an excellent health care system, and the mosquito-borne illnesses are not as prevalent as they are around here. But, when you talk about COVID and all the precautions we're taking and how bad we think that is. But remember, every year, about 1 million people die from malaria every single year, and that's just one of the diseases that
a mosquito carries.
Yeah, a mosquito carries there.
And put that in perspective. I mean,
oh yeah, certainly. We got to quit thinking about just what's going on here in America and everything. In other countries, especially in Africa and especially a lot of third world countries, you have this happening.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back a lot of the. If you want to put some blame on it, goes back to the ban of certain insecticides. years ago. Rachel Carlson was one of those who wrote the book, The Silent Spring, which was basically an anti-pesticide study that she came out with and everything, which led to the discontinuation of a certain type of chemical, which included DDT, for example. And since we have not been using those materials, the amount of malaria deaths has gone up quite a bit since then. Yeah. So here in the United States, they can still carry, we still have some of those issues here. You'll probably remember back several years ago, I don't know, about maybe 15 years ago, the West Nile virus was pretty prevalent.
Right,
and all
right.
That. And so that, and, other diseases, Zika is one of those.
So how does Flying Pig Pest Control treat for mosquitoes?
Basically, we have two things that we do. We want to kill the adults, and we want to kill the larva. So we have a system by which we do some. It's basically outdoor fogging, where we shoot this mist, low volume of active ingredient on the foliage around the house, because the mosquitoes will land on that foliage, they'll be infected and they'll die, and you'll see fairly immediate results from that. But also, we want to treat the larva. If we find any standing or stale water, we'll treat that with a larvicide that kills only the mosquito larva in there. So that helps break the process of the mosquitoes there.
Now, when you do that misting around the perimeters of the house, does that are your plants and flowers and garden plants, are they protected?
Oh, yeah, they're safe. We only use the materials that of course will not harm the plants, but are labels, specifically for insects.
Okay.
There are a lot of insecticides that can be applied to plants, and certainly use those.
What precautions can homeowners take to keep mosquitoes at a minimum?
The biggest thing there is simply to make sure that there's no standing water. No one should have a tire, for example, sitting outside. The tire will collect water in it, and it's just a matter of time, a matter of time, when the mosquitoes will find that, and they will lay eggs in there. Bird baths, any other sitting water, gutters, keep those cleaned out.
Okay.
Don't allow those to be. There are many reasons to clean your gutters out.
Well, yeah,
but,
sure.
But one of those is because mosquitoes can lay eggs in there as well.
Gary Stevens, our station manager, is handing me a question for you, Paul. Mm-hmm. Having a new Kentucky board fence put in to replace the split rail that was annihilated by carpenter bees, is there a preventative treat for the new fence?
Yeah, you can apply a product directly to the wood that keeps pests out.
Okay.
One of those is the products that contain a boric acid. Borates in it there, so that can be painted on to the fence itself. Yeah,
so that's not something that you would do, but you would.
We could do it. Yeah,
okay,
certainly. The homeowner can do that as well. Yeah.
Okay, so they could basically call you at 513-993-5455, and you can tell them what to get and how to put it on.
Certainly.
There you go.
Do that.
Hey, that's worth the phone call. Another question, what are termite vulnerabilities for a block or brick veneer house with hardwood floors throughout the wood-framed roofing?
Block foundation. Is that part of the question?
It says, a block, brick, veneer house with hardwood floors throughout and wood-framed roofing.
The foundation definitely plays a key role there, because the best foundation for termites would be a good solid pour foundation, although you can have cracks develop in those and they can make their way through. But the block foundations, for example, termites can come up inside those blocks and virtually undetected. So when they reach anything made of cellulose, such as that wood, or they come behind anything, any brick veneer, they can come in undetected pretty easily. So that's a situation if you have a house with that type of construction and those elements that you'll probably want to inspect it a little more often and just pay a lot closer to attention to what is going on there.
So if you have a block foundation and you have a stick-built home, which most homes in Cincinnati are stick-built homes, You want to call Paul Redwine this week at 513-993-5455. How much does a typical termite inspection cost?
Now, if you are wanting an inspection just for your home and it's not for the sale of your home, you can get an inspection for free. Okay.
Free inspection, ladies and gentlemen. Call Paul this week. Why not? I mean, if you're walking around the city and I saw a gentleman walking in my neighborhood by himself with a mask on, I see people in cars by themselves wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. If you're that concerned about disease and problems and infestations of your home, you need to call Paul Redwine this week at 513-993-5455. He will show up with a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And probably rubber gloves, keep you very safe and secure social distancing, but you need to find out the condition of your home. So there you have it. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Next, we're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. They need us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you all about that as soon as we come back from the break. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480. Now on FM 995 and 107.9.
Not a dancing pig, but a flying pig for your pest control. Flying Pig Pest Control is Cincinnati hometown proud and serving the tri-state. Unlike many larger national companies, Flying Pig Pest Control does not employ cookie-cutter programs. Flying Pig Pest Control provides a customized approach for ants, termites, stinging insects, and other pests. Enjoy your outdoor living spaces with mosquito control from Flying Pig Pest Control, your local hometown proud pest control company. Visit flyingpigpest.com or call 513-993-5455 today. Sycamore Township and the Super 60s Car Club present their 10th annual car show Saturday, August 1st at the Robert Schuller Sports Complex on Deerfield Road. Registration is $15 and goes 9 a.m. till noon with awards at 3:30 that includes 40 Best, Trustee's Choice, plus Best GM, Ford, Mopar, Import, Truck, Street Rod, Engine, Paint, and Best of Show. First 100 receive a dash plaque. Food and drinks available with a disc jockey provided during the show. For more info, visit SycamoreTownship.org.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-438-1391. 800-438-1391. 800-438-1391. Call right now. 800-438-1391.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why rent when you can own with no money down? If you're looking to become a first-time homeowner in the Cincinnati or Northern Kentucky areas, or heck, even if you haven't owned a home in the past 3 years and are now looking to buy, you may be eligible to receive up to $15,000 in homeowners assistance towards closing costs, pre-closing expenses, or even your whole down payment. That's right. You can own your own home with no money down. Find out if you qualify. Call Gary at 513-777-2402. That's Gary at 513-777-2402.
Hey, you've been listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly, Gary Rosignol, the Rock and Roll Realtor, and Paul Redwine of Flying Pig Pest Control. His number is 513-993-5455. The Dragonfly Foundation supports pediatric cancer families and patients by building a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and the community, providing programs that enhance quality of life, enhancing programs and partner with Cincinnati Children's Hospital. the greatest children's hospital in the entire country. This gentleman is on the board of directors of the Dragonfly Foundation. He is their number one cheerleader and their number one fan for years. I like to call him my friend, Mr. Bill Kerrigan.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Great. What a gorgeous morning.
Hey, I got your flyer in the email, and my wife and I are just so excited about the 10% night at Texas Roadhouse. That's next to Jag's Restaurant. When we want a good steak or a good meal, Texas Roadhouse is where we go. And we will be
fantastic. August the 5th, in the first Wednesday of every month, Texas Roadhouse is a great partner, and they support us with 10% of all food sales back to the Dragonfly Foundation. So they've really made a great impact for us.
Yeah, we were there last Saturday, and I mean, it was about a 15-20 minute wait out in our vehicle, and I mean, they were packed. I mean, that's a good night. So it'll be, we're definitely going to be there. Mary Jo told me last night, yesterday, she says, we got to put that on the calendar. We're going.
Yep, I'll see you there.
Give us a good reason. Yeah, we'll hook up beforehand. We'll just meet there and have dinner together.
I'd love to do that.
All right, sounds great. So we have the 10% off at Texas Roadhouse, and the real biggie coming up is the 10th annual Dragonfly Golf Classic on September 28th.
September 28th at the Heritage Club in Mason. If your listeners have not played that golf course, it is fantastic. It's a great track. It's always in great shape, but it's a very fair golf course, so everyone's going to have fun out there. You're not going to lose a ton of golf balls or anything like that. And it's just such an important event for us. Gary, we're still looking for golfers, so if you can get together a foursome, please join us. All the information about sponsorships and signups are all on the website, and that's www.dragonfly.org. So your listeners can go to that website and learn about all of the upcoming events that we have scheduled for August, September, November.
Yeah, we've got, my dear friend Carol in South Lebanon, she's got our Blue Sun Ivory team already lined up. And also, the guest was on last week, Mr. Bob Pape. He's a avid. He claims not to be a great golfer, but he loves to play golf. So he's got some friends, and he was going to put a team together. So we're working on a third one too. So let's see if we can't fill up the slot and have plenty of teams to play and compete with each other. It's fun competition.
It's a great time. They just put on a really great golf outing. I know it's one of the best in the city. I played in it many years and just really thoroughly enjoy the day.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that a lot of people don't realize, Bill, and I'll let you explain it, the Kroger Community Rewards.
Yeah, Gary, this is unbelievable in that each quarter, Kroger of Cincinnati and Dayton donates $1 million back to nonprofits, charities, foundations. And there is no cost to the Kroger shopper. All you need to do is go to the website, and you can even just Google Kroger Community Rewards instructions, and it's going to walk you through what is about a two-minute process to link your rewards card and also your alternate ID, which is usually your home phone number. You link that one time. You designate the Dragonfly Foundation as your foundation of choice to support. And every time you go to Kroger, whether you're there for gas or food, pick up a bottle of wine, whatever you do, a percentage of is donated back through that $1 million a quarter. And it makes a huge difference for us. A lot of people are also not aware of the Amazon Smile program.
Right.
That program is another great way to support the Dragonfly Foundation. Very similarly, you just go to Amazon Smile. You link your normal Amazon account to Amazon Smile, designate the Dragonfly Foundation, and who among us, especially with COVID-19, is not shopping at Amazon, multiple times per month? And again, there's no additional cost to your listener. They just need to take the time to do it.
And, do you know about Amazon
really
Small Poll?
People to
yeah, it's very easy
take
to
a
do.
Few minutes and get signed up.
All right, good deal. Thank you, Bill. That's some good stuff. It's dragonfly.org. If you want to help the Dragonfly Foundation right now, ladies and gentlemen, just text the word WINGS15 to 71777. A very secure website is going to open up and allow you to donate anything from $5 to $500 or $5,000, whatever makes you feel good about helping a fantastic organization. Thanks, Bill. I will call you in the next day or so, and we will meet at Texas Roadhouse for dinner the first Wednesday. How's that?
Looking forward to it. Right. Looking forward to it, Gary.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time for today. Thanks for a great show, and thank you for all who tuned in, and for Paul Redwine with Flying Pig Pest Control for coming down today. If you missed any of the shows, you can listen to them on the podcast, both audio and all the Facebook videos. You'll find me online at rockincincy.com. Please remember, I am a realtor and I am open for business. Just call me at 513-777-2402. Don't forget to hug your kids, call your parents, kiss your spouse every day, wash your hands constantly, and wear a mask in public. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, again, has been brought to you by Paul Redwine and the Flying Pig Pest Control. Tune in next week. I've got another great show. I'm going to show you how to sell your home for sale by owner. Coming up next is Wesley Adams and the Car Tech Show. To close out the show today, let's have some fun. This is Blue Sun Ivory's live-recorded version of the one-hit wonder by Looking Glass, featuring the late, great Ted Donahue. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl. Chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is a sin. Say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine.
But my life, my love, and my lady is a sin.
Thanks for another great show, and if you have any real estate questions, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beersford, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Blue Sun Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.